Welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Cambo Campbell.
Absolute pleasure to be here.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Cambo, we wanted to talk about your recent research into monkeys and how you claim that their urine has anti-aging effects. How did you go about this discovery? Some people say you bathed in monkey urine. What do you want to say about that?
Well, here's the thing. If you're in the jungle, sometimes you're going to get pissed on by a monkey.
Yeah, they don't tell you about that, do they?
And I went in at 80.
Oh.
And today I am the man that you see before you.
Wow.
And all I'm saying is the only thing out of the ordinary that happened was the monkey pissing.
Oh, okay.
The rest was pretty stock standard.
Okay. Yeah.
So, therefore, when you remove the impossible, whatever remains, no matter how improbable, must be the truth. That's a quote I came up with.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. Well, you heard it here first. Spread the word.
Oh, I use moisturizer as well.
Oh, yeah.
That probably helps.
And actually, you just kind of forgot your age for a bit when you went into the jungle.
What did I say?
Yeah. You said 80.
Sorry, I meant 30.
Yeah. You look a bit older, honestly.
It's been a few years.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't he? let's get into it, Cambo. I wasn't sure. I was thinking about doing like a quick fire polls.
But right, I don't know when it has just slowly become polls.
It has become. But no, I haven't done polls for ages. Do you know what?
You did polls last week.
Okay. I meant aside from last week. I haven't done polls for ages. Can I tell you what I did just for no reason other than I wonder if this is a subreddit? I did r/polls, P-O-L-E-S, just to see if it existed.
Does it?
No, it says it's unmoderated and banned.
Oh, okay. No.
I don't know what happened here, but it was not good. But I don't want to discourage you, Canberra, from... you know, having opinions and such because we're doing quick fire, all right? You say what you need to say about anything. Here's the first poll that I've got. It's by Large Oven 6768. I am having an argument with my girlfriend about execution.
What are their ages? Jesus.
It's like they think it doesn't even matter. Do you think it is ethical to donate the organs of dead criminals without consent? She thinks it isn't, and I think it's okay.
Right, so this is a yes-no poll.
This is just a yes-no.
Yeah. Before I try and work out what Reddit thinks, my own opinion quickly, probably not.
Yeah.
Like, the punishment of theirs is dying.
Yeah.
They've done that bit.
Yeah.
And then if they didn't consent to something, probably not.
Right.
Whether I think, we've talked about this before, we both think it should be opt out. We think the default should be opt out.
Yeah. See, mine is that it's okay because... it's not just in this circumstance, but in all existence.
Yeah.
In fact, I say opt out to be politically correct, but really what I want to say is fuck you, we'll take your organs because you do not need them anymore.
So I would say like in the current legal whatever it is of organ donation, yes, it is unethical to do something without consent.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I think that should change.
Yeah, right. We've got, it is actually a very close poll. So 996 people said it's okay to donate the organs. And 1.1K people said it's unethical.
Ooh.
Don't donate the organs. So it's actually pretty divided there too. I do wonder how many people of the it's okay had the same viewpoint as you and I, where it's like, well,
what are you doing with them?
Yeah, what are you doing with them? I hate the idea that people are like, they want to preserve their dead body. I hate that idea. I think it's so dumb. My uncle, I think he is saying he wants to be built in like a, you can get like cement shielding around your coffin so that like no bugs get in and stuff. I was like, why?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
What is this? He's not particularly a religious person or anything either, but it's like, even if you are, I don't understand that idea of like, because your soul is meant to be independent of your body anyway. So what are you worried about when you go up there? I don't know. It just seems so. Anyway, I disagree with the idea that anybody saying that they need to preserve their body in any way, shape, or form after they're dead. But I wonder how many people of that saying it's okay believe in that, or they're like, no, they're criminals. Screw them. We don't need their consent. Okay, here's another poll, Camber. This is by Cazado. Was it? Yeah. How many times have you had... No, wait. I kind of want to do that one last, maybe. Okay. Let's do another one. This is by Lo Acanthakis. I can't read that. Should public nudity be legal? Yes, all out. Yes, but with some restrictions, no.
Yeah, the phrase with some restrictions needs more defining. The problem I suppose I have,
you can imply whatever restrictions you'd like.
The problem I have with the idea of public nudity is I'm not against nudity. That's fine. It's that people will exploit it to harass people. Mm. Like, you know, there'll be the creep on the beach going, oh, looky, I'm a bit excited over here. And like that.
Yeah, but see, to me, that's not to do with nudity. That's like harassment.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like...
But they'll find whatever the line is between public nudity and harassment, and they'll walk up to that line.
Right, yeah, yeah.
That's why if we define whatever the rules are more thoroughly, we'll help with that.
Okay, yeah.
Is no waggling a thing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely no waggling.
See, but we need to define that. Oh, otherwise, people will be waggling left, right, and center.
Oh, no, yeah, that's no good.
Sometimes at the same time with the waggle.
Yeah, I think there still needs to be like... Well, you still no public masturbation or anything like that. But
like public erection? You can't help that.
Yeah, I think that's fine. That's going to be fine. I think it should just be legal.
But the thing
I kind of think it's weird that it is illegal.
I'm going to give you a circumstance. I'm not happy with this circumstance, but this would technically be legal.
Okay.
If public erection is legal and some creep went down to like a local school and got an erection... That's not illegal.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't be doing that.
But that same guy could be fully clothed, go down to a school and have an erection.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
What's the difference? The one that you can see it? Where you can see the pedophile?
Yes.
I would prefer to see the pedophile, if I'm being honest.
That's true, yeah.
In fact, it should be illegal to wear clothes. We want to know your intentions at all times.
Better the devil you know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good point. Okay. I'm fine with legal nudity. Whatever.
Yeah. Let's do it. Anyway, the poll says only 361 people say yes, all out. 920 say yes, but with some restrictions.
Yeah, that's what I would go with some restrictions.
Right, but 1.2K say no. Mm. So I guess if you kind of combine the yeses, it ends up being above the nose,
but no technically wins. We've got a long way to go, Nelson. Female nipples in public aren't even allowed.
Yeah. I mean, it is funny where it's like, but whack some tassels on those bad boys and you're totally fine.
And it's like, why male but not female? Well, the female ones are functional.
Yeah.
What? Why is that the difference?
Yeah, even just defining that nudity is kind of
if that's the case, inverse that.
Yeah.
There's no reason for our nipples to be out. How does it do anything?
Yeah, exactly. Stop. Yeah. Anyway. Here's another one by Cammy Tuzi. In your opinion, which is the worst social media? Mm-hmm. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Reddit, or YouTube?
The real answer is 4chan.
Yeah, but they didn't. I would say, they were like, obviously. Do you know? I think 4chan makes a lot of money. I saw recently.
That doesn't surprise me.
I don't know. But like, it's just funny that the I don't know, scum of the world is making like millions of dollars.
In my opinion, it's Twitter. Okay. And it always has been.
Yeah, it's not since X.
But no, but that made it worse.
Yeah.
Every time I went on Twitter, I was just like, oh my god, everyone on here. And their fucking opinions all the time.
Yeah.
Especially like there's like a thing called film Twitter.
Yeah.
It's the worst. So it'll be like, actually, The Matrix Revolutions is the best of the series. That's why. And it's like, go shoot yourself. But then ever since it became X, that whatever was bad about it is now worse.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's true. I agree. Can I put this distinction out there? I actually think the best social media could be Facebook. And the reason is, I feel like Instagram, Twitter, Reddit, and YouTube are all very heavily have algorithms that are like feeding you information. And that's not to say that Facebook isn't, because obviously they did do a lot of that too. But the content is generated by, honestly, I haven't used Facebook in years. When I was on Facebook, the content is generated by people that you know and people that you have to friend. And to me, there's something better about that than there is that it's content that you sure have like subscribed to, but is kind of like external to yours. Not to mention that something like Reddit, and I don't know how Instagram works. I've literally never used the platform, but like you just have recommended stuff to you that you haven't opted into at all. So I feel like there is an element of that where it makes it a worse social media when you're being forced stuff as opposed to opting in, to some degree.
Occasionally through my job, I have to go onto the honestly barren wasteland that is Facebook. And last week I talked about the dead internet theory. And the biggest case for it in my life is Facebook.
Right.
So every time I'm on here, I'm like, what is any of this?
Yeah.
It's all just like weird articles that seem like they're AI generated. And then people being like, it's woke. It is honestly a ghost town on there.
And
that might just be our profiles because everyone our age got off.
Yeah, I think that's, that's probably true.
Every time I go on, I'm just like, what is any of this?
Yeah.
Why? I got recommended one the other day where it was like, oh, here's a behind the scenes of the voice actors of Avatar The Last Airbender cartoon. I'm like, I've never watched this show in my life. Why are they recommending me this?
There's some crossover. You breathe air.
I guess.
So think about that. The results were Twitter by a mile, 1.1K. Then it was Facebook, 535.
Yeah.
Instagram, 283. Mm-hmm. Reddit, 185, which I think is funny.
Yeah, bias.
There's a bunch of people being like, yeah, this one's the worst. And then just 28 said YouTube. YouTube doesn't really seem that like bad, does it? Because I feel like I'm not ever forced to watch something that I don't want to. Whereas like scrolling through any other of those sites mentioned, I'm like, ugh.
Here's the real source for why YouTube seems less pushy is that it doesn't have autoplay.
That's true.
Someone's like, hey, watch this.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because you click to interact with content on YouTube.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. I'm going to, this is the last one. And Camber, I've said a lot of times that I believe Reddit, the average age of a Redditor is young.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say that I've proven it with this question, but let's just read this question and go through the results.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you had intercourse in your life? More than 1,000 times?
Mm-hmm.
100 to 999 times? 10 to 99 times? 6 to 9 times? 1 to 5 times? 0 times.
Honestly, I have no idea.
I'm sure that I have to be between 10 and 99.
You had sex less than 100 times?
I think so.
You reckon? You've had sex less than 100 times? You've been sexually active for half your life.
Yeah, I reckon.
You reckon you've had sex less than 100 times? That's crazy if that's true. And I like that's not to say that like
Camber, I don't sleep with lots of people.
I'm saying I think that you don't factor in like that you don't remember
masturbating
every single
is sex.
I'm over a billion. I'm not saying maybe. Like because I think that you might think like even just sexual partners, right? Like you've had them, 10 or whatever it is, But if you've got like a long term partner over many years.
I suppose I need to put it in that context. If I had 10 sexual partners,
if I had sex 10 times
with all of them, then that is, it's probably over 100 times. I didn't really
I'd hope so.
Think about it. That for some reason, I just thought it I think less.
I think people are quite like, yeah, like, oh, I've had a sexual partner, I've had that many, so I guess you a couple of times each. But that's, I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I didn't think about it properly. Okay. Yes, I guess 100 to 999 times.
Yeah.
Not over 1,000, though.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure I'm probably in that range.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, these were the results. From least from least voted to most voted. Least voted 70 votes 6 to 9 times. Then 206 people 1 to 5 times. 278 people said more than 1,000 times. See, that's a lot, isn't it?
If you're
reckon more than 1,000 times,
I think it's the kind of thing that you've probably done it more than you think you have.
I suppose if you had, so, well, yeah, I guess it depends how long you've been. Let's say you have sex once a week or something.
Yeah.
Then you have to be with somebody for 10 years.
If you're like 50.
And then,
and you've been married for a while, and even before then, you know, you were young and single.
Well, yeah. I'm just thinking. I suppose, yeah, if you've been in a relationship for a really long time and you have a pretty healthy sex life, I guess that's reasonable.
Yeah. Like, let's say best case scenario to get there the quickest, you're like a rock star and you can't feasibly have it 365 days a year. Like,
yeah, yeah.
But let's say it's 300 of that.
Okay. There's still a lot, yeah.
So that's still a couple years worth of sex pretty much every day, yeah. Weekends off, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like that's still, yeah. So you're at 300 a year, so you need at least like 3.5 years roughly to get there.
Yeah.
That's best case scenario. But yeah. If you then say, all right, well, the average person is, I don't know, well, a quarter of that or I don't know. I don't know what the math is. Then that's, you know, yeah, 15 odd years.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that's possible, I guess. Okay, next one is 323 people, 10 to 99 times. 454 people, 100 to 999 times. And 0 times, Cambo, 1,400 people. Significantly more. Over 3 times the amount of the next highest polled response. I think I've proven that the average age of the Redditor is very young. And not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
I'm just saying, I feel like sometimes perception and reality can seem like two different things.
Yeah, yeah.
but yeah.
Yeah, that must be an average age of like 13 or 14, right?
Yeah, I reckon it'd be...
If, like, I guess the cliche of losing your virginity is around 16, 17.
Yeah, maybe so.
So, yeah, you'd say, well, they're probably a couple of years removed from that.
Yeah. Obviously, there's, like, yeah, stuff either side. But there'd be, like, an average virginity age.
Yeah.
And that would surely be in...
Yeah, an AVA.
Teens, yeah. Kind of. Yeah, anyway. All right, Kimmy, let's move on into Ask Reddit. Ask Reddit. This Ask Reddit is by Lekashin. What's something people consider smart/admirable nowadays that you think is actually concerning or toxic?
Ooh, that's a good question. What is smart and admirable?
The one that I thought of is actually more... It's more of an age thing, actually. When I was younger, and I think it still happens today... Though, there's something that people think is admirable about having little sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like this brag that you do with your friends in the morning after, I don't know, something, and you're like, oh, I've only had like 3 hours sleep. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, I only had 20 minutes. And it's like, I'm like, oh, just get sleep. Your life is so much better when you've got sleep. Don't brag about it. Don't try to stay up. Just
it's so good for you. Yeah. It feels great.
It's a weird competition.
Here's one in that vein, though. I don't think people didn't necessarily see it as smart and admirable, but when I was younger, there was definitely a thing where, like, it was kind of cool to be like, oh, I don't work out.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, you should.
Yeah, yeah.
You just should. It's good for your body. It's good for your mind.
I do think that has changed from, yeah, when we were younger in high school and stuff, there was this negative connotation. But I think it's the opposite now.
Yeah, good.
Like there is a positive connotation. It also has the connotation with like dude bros.
Yeah, yeah.
Like teenagers.
That's
like,
very much what it was when I was young. It's like, yeah, do I look like a fucking meathead? I don't work out.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's actually the meatheads and it's like, yeah, we're cool now.
Yeah.
But because especially when I go to gym now, I went to gym when I was younger at that, and the age where it was kind of seen, I don't know, weird to go. And I was, in fact, they even started like a little class. There was four of us. Kids around the same age, everyone else was out. There was not another child inside or person around that. Yeah, I want to say that I was maybe like 14, 15, 16, maybe something like that. But now I go to the gym, if it's like after school time, there's, I would say, like 50 kids that are on the equipment. So it's definitely changed for the better, which
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, I think that's all.
Oh, I thought you were going to go through some of the answers on the post.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Oh, shit.
I don't think you've hyperlinked it.
Oh, no. Don't worry, Cambo. This is what our show is all about.
Going on the fly. What do you think of, like, the idea of, like, the grind set? People that are up at 5 a.m., they're working all the time, and they're going to make it big.
Yeah, yeah, it's that thing I think about, like, grinding to be more successful, but if you haven't identified what success is to you,
that's the thing.
Then
success is only one thing to that person.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is money.
Yeah.
It's like, what about having a nice family?
Yeah.
And enjoying your beautiful life.
What about feeling great in the morning when you've had a really nice sleep? Yeah. I think that's true. Don't worry, Cambo. I'm getting there. We're going to go to this. No, can't find the person.
We're still running late. We can move on.
All right, I guess we will, but that's on you. You'll get the angry letters, Cambo. Let's get into Today I Advise.
So now it's time for Today I Learned.
Today I Learned.
And also sometimes advice.
This advice is by... No, it's not. Wait, is it advice? I can't remember.
It is.
Yeah, it's advice. This is by Salty Quackers. That's funny. Boyfriend's parents want me to call them doctor. I met my boyfriend's dad and stepmom last week. They're dentists. Oh, they're dentists. Anyway, they introduced themselves to me by just their first name. But when I asked my boyfriend what I should call them, he asked his dad and his dad said, to just call them doctor first name. I feel this is a bit odd considering I'm not their patient, colleague, or student. For some reason, I'm okay with saying Mr. or Mrs., but doctor is weird to me. His brother told me that they referred to the stepmom as doctor first name for about 4 years, which I find bizarre. Who makes their significant other's kids call them doctor? I haven't brought it up to my boyfriend because it's not a big enough deal to put a strain on our relationship over, but my friends and family all find it extremely odd and pretentious of them to want to be called doctor in a social setting. I haven't called them anything so far. I've just avoided using their names. Thanks.
Maybe this is a weird thing in Australia that we're less formal, but if you're calling them Mr. and Mrs. whatever, I find that weird.
Yeah, I kind of find that weird. I feel like I maybe have done that before too.
Like,
I don't know. I feel like I've been in situations where I actually feel more comfortable by saying Mr. or Mrs. Last name. Not often.
Yeah, right. Well, in this circumstance, I think if you are calling the Mr. and Mrs. whatever, then yeah, I think doctor's fine. Because that is technically their title.
Yeah, I think it's it is funny. I thought this was odd until that line, and I feel like that helps put it all into context when you think about Mr. and Mrs. and Doctor actually all represent the same thing.
Yeah.
And
I'll be honest, I reckon if they were like GPs, it's just that they're dentists. That's what I reckon this person has a problem with, because they pointed out right at the start, it's full sentences, they're dentists.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Yeah. Maybe. That's true. No, I still think it can.
If you reckon fucking Kevin or whatever his name was a surgeon, I reckon this person would respect it more and call them doctor. I reckon this is a weird dentist thing.
You reckon? Yeah. I think it would be weird if somebody asked me, again, probably a cultural thing too, right? Because, okay, we were discussing, do you call somebody Mr. and Mrs.? I don't reckon I've ever said, Mr. Cambo.
Yeah, yeah.
And somebody has not then said, oh, just call me Cambo.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe and out of respect the first time you meet them, yeah, it'd be like, oh, thanks, Mr.
But it's also, for then somebody to insist, oh, just call me Dr. But the Cambo. Thing is,
they specifically say doctor first name.
Yeah.
Which would be Dr. Nelson.
Yeah.
That's odd.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't say Mr. Allen. Nelson.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Nelson. Yeah, that makes it weirder.
The thing that makes it weird to me is it specifically says first name.
I do think there is a little bit of pretentiousness.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah.
Because I think that...
I would like to think if I was a doctor, I'd be one of those cool doctors like, don't even call me doctor, man. I'm just one of you.
Just call me doc. That's cool.
Ter.
Yeah, yeah.
And then put the PhD at the end of my name.
Yeah, yeah. The admirable...
You think I went to doctor school for so many years? He's like, I don't think you did because it's not called doctor school.
Yeah. That's what the online website said.
quickiedoctorschool.com I went to.
Yeah. These are, again, this is the vibe I get, is that these people would be offended if somebody had a PhD in philosophy.
Yeah.
Was and also in the same conversation. They're like, yeah, you can just call me doctor too. Yeah, yeah. They'd be like, you're not the medical practitioner. And you're like, you're dentists. So
I knew a doctor. He had his doctorate in data analysis.
Oh.
And all these things that doctor, his name was Paul, Dr. Paul, and his last name. But like, at no point was he like, you refer to me as doctor. But if you were doing something formal, you would write it as Dr. Paul, you know.
Yeah. Do you know what I would do just to annoy people? I'd get a doctorate in something that did annoy people, just my enemies in general, number one. But then also, if I was ever on a plane and they were like, is there a doctor? I'd be like, yes, I'm here. What data do you need crunching? I'm your man. Do I need to land this plane safely using the data? Because I probably couldn't do that either. But
I have a doctorate in film studies.
Yeah.
I shall attempt CPR. I've broken their ribs.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I actually, one of my friends who is a real doctor, we'll call them, he said he finished his studies, like got his PhD, took a plane that week.
Oh, no.
And literally had the, is there a doctor on this plane call? And he was like, oh, this is...
this happened quicker than I expected. Yeah,
exactly. I thought that'd be such a good feeling though. Very few people can have that experience.
Do you reckon you
even
look
if
around
you are
first?
A doctor. I feel like I've maybe been on the plane once before when that's happened. Yeah. But.
Do you reckon you look around first to see if there's another doctor starting to get up before you're like, oh, maybe I'll sit this one out?
Yeah, yeah. Well, don't you have an oath or something? Is but that I'm, just in America, by the way? I don't know. There's the Hippocratic Oath, right? Is that what it's called? Do no harm.
Yeah. Unless there's more to it.
The jerks or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's... Like, do Australian doctors have an oath too? I don't know. I only know that from TV, so it could just be totally wrong.
I think the Australian version of that is, don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
Hey, you're a doctor, yeah? Yeah. Yeah, don't be a dick though. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. But again, that's only to like GP type doctors.
Yeah. Also, because we have healthcare here, People don't know this, but all of our doctors are impoverished and poor.
Yes, super, super poor.
Cannot make a living as a doctor here. Yeah. No, no, no.
Anywho.
But I think it's fine. Like, just call them doctor. It's not that big a deal.
Oh, yeah, just call them doctor. Actually, the first thing as well, I said, they introduced themselves to me by just their first name. And it wasn't until after she asked for the clarification did they say the doctor. I feel like if they said, "Hi, I'm Bill," I'd be like, "Hi, Bill."
Yeah.
This is not... You don't need further clarification.
Let's play this out. Yeah. Hey, I'm Bill.
Hi, Bill.
It's Dr. Bill.
How dare you? yeah, anyway. Call them whatever. Call them chumps. I think you need to...
No, okay, I've got it.
Put the shoe on the other
call
foot.
Call them Dr. Bill. Yeah. Every time you say doctor, do the air quotes with your hair. That'll bring him down a peg.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Okay, Cammy, let's move on into shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts.
This shower thought is by East Blue Jay 6891. Telepathy sounds amazing until you realize you'll know your partner's real thoughts even during sex and regular conversation.
Yeah, I mean, is it turn on and off-able?
I feel like that's the real question, isn't it?
Yeah. If I would not want it if it was all the time. I don't want it regardless. I don't ever want to know what people are thinking.
I think it's fine. Don't you reckon there would be something?
I think it would make you better at sex if you could hear their real
thoughts. I think it would make
you better. Because I'd be like, oh, geez, I wish she was going faster.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
And you're like, oh, I can't.
I wish he lasted longer. That I can't control that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, but, oh boy, do I wish that too.
I wish he was better at sex. Yeah. If I could, I would.
Yeah. There's part of me that's like, I just want to experience it for like a solid 2 weeks. Because, mm-hmm. like, some things would be bad, but then other things you could exploit a lot of. So,
mind reading for one.
You'd be like, hey, don't think of your bank PIN number. that's what I want.
Yeah.
All right, here's another one. This is by Gabziel or something. The previous generation went from paying for ringtones to wanting to smash their phones into pieces if it ever made a sound.
This is so true. I one time discovered I took my case on and put it back on my phone, like off and then back on my phone.
Yeah.
And at some point, I guess it must have accidentally hit the little mute switch.
Yeah.
And my phone rang once.
Oh, no.
And I was mortified.
Yeah.
First of all, realized what my ringtone was.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I realized. I just never, like, had never known the whole time I had a phone.
Just the default. It was whatever, the default. Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I was like, huh, I didn't realize that was my ringtone.
Yeah, okay. You're like, oh, somebody pick up their phone. I've actually started to put my phone on, not loud, I just mean not silent, nowadays. Because I don't wear a smartwatch or anything.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just want to hear my phone.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, especially if I'm, like, expecting a call or something. Like, yeah. I know if Ellen needs me to pick her up from the station or something, then I'll be like, well, I'll just put this on, you know, loud, yeah, so that I know that it's coming or something.
Stacey finds it weird that I even have it on vibrate.
She just has it on zip, zilch.
You just see it ringing.
Nothing. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's... I honestly switch between all three settings now in my older age and as it suits me. It is funny also the fact that we did pay for ringtones because phones were so boring once upon a time that we were like, oh, I'll do anything to make this experience more interesting.
You cannot,
and Crazy Frog is the fucking best.
You young kids can understand the excitement of having the Crazy Frog ringtone because your phone was so boring and then suddenly it's fucking awesome.
It's so
awesome.
Are you
kidding me?
Here's the thing. I don't think I ever
can you
was
do the
around.
Crazy Frog?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I don't think I was ever in the crowd of people that liked Crazy Frog.
No.
Like, it was on all the time on, like, adverts on TV and stuff. And maybe I might have heard some people have it at school or something. But it wasn't, like, that common. Like, I think a lot of people just thought it was a shit sound.
Well, here's the thing. Cool story alert.
Oh.
One time we're watching a YouTube channel. And what they do is they just show you the top 50 of songs of a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way this channel operates is they make it look like it's on the Australian music show Rage.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
They've been like, oh, here's the Rage top 50 from whatever. And we would had it in the background one time as we were doing stuff.
Yeah.
And it was, I think it was like the year 2003. And Crazy Frog was up there in the top 20. God,
so depressing.
So clearly it was like a remix of there's like a techno remix of the
yeah.
Also, there was two appearances of Bob the Builder.
Yeah.
There was a remix of the Bob the Builder song, and then there was like Bob the Builder doing a cover of a different song.
It's so weird.
In the top 20 of the year.
It was a sad year for music that year in Australia.
The number one was Guy Sebastian, fresh off his Australian Idol win.
Mate, he was so good. He's the best artist.
He did a show at my work, and he was 30 minutes late, and I didn't go.
Oh.
Because I felt like it was a trap.
I saw Jessica Malboy recently at my work.
What's with our works just having weird Australian Idol contestants?
I mean, mine is
Shannon Knowles in next week.
Yeah.
We both work adjacent to music, and I'm sure they're flogging new albums or whatever.
Yeah, or whatever.
That is weird that it happened twice to both of us.
Yeah, in a short period of time, yeah. All right, Kemba, we should move on to the Ask Me Anything.
Not podnapping?
Nah, maybe. Yeah, it's good.
We can keep podnapping if you want.
Oh my god, I'm being podnapped.
Podnapping.
This is podnapping, where we nap a pod. We take a topic of conversation or a segment from another thing, and we do it ourselves.
It's my week this week.
I wouldn't dare miss your week.
No,
I might accidentally skip my week.
Well, my podnapping's called the AMA.
Oh, okay.
Look, we're running a bit long. I'll do this nice and quickly. Every week, I have the same conversation with Stacey,
mm-hmm.
in which we're sitting in bed of a Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and we do a thing called the Saturday Quiz.
Yes.
And every week I'm like, oh, this would be good at podnapping. She's like, you can't just do the Saturday Quiz as podnapping.
Yeah.
You could maybe do one of the segments that week as podnapping.
Right.
But otherwise it's just a quiz.
Yeah.
To her I say, the podnapping this week is a Saturday Quiz.
Yeah. I see, less effort. Yeah, good.
And in fact, to make it even better, because it didn't fall on a Saturday, this is last week's Saturday quiz.
Oh, okay.
So here's another quick thing. You sign up to it, you put your phone number in, they text it to you every week.
Yeah.
And you get 10 for free, and then they ask you to subscribe. Otherwise, you only get the first two.
Yeah.
And I've discovered that if you go down to the bottom and do it backwards, you get them all for free still. Because I think that after you've answered the second one, they cap it. But if you start at the bottom and go up, then that's my theory. Because
So you're answering the questions from bottom up, but you still do all of them.
You still do all of them because I reckon they're thinking you will go down. So once you hit a certain question down and you've answered all the other ones, they stop it. But by going reverse, it seemed, at least in my experience, that they never realize you're doing them all.
I don't know how they could program something so poorly.
I might be wrong, but in my experience, yeah. I've done it 4 weeks now.
Yeah.
And it's let me do the whole thing every time. Okay. Even though it's like, you are expired.
Yeah.
You get no more.
Yeah. Suckers.
Anyway, there's five categories. The first category is called Musical by Songs. Can you name the musicals from the three songs listed?
Okay.
Okay. First one, A Spoonful of Sugar, Chim Chim Cherie, and Let's Go Fly a Kite.
The Sound of... Oh, wait. No, that's Mary Poppins.
Correct, Mary Poppins. The next one, My Shot, Nonstop, and Satisfied. My Shot.
Oh, My Shot, sorry.
Nonstop and Satisfied. This is a big musical.
My Shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hamilton?
Correct, yeah. Hamilton. Next one. Funny Honey, When You're Good to Mama, and Cell Block Tango.
Okay, cell block tango. All right, so we've got some prison themed.
Correct.
Here.
I would say prison theme is the key to this.
Okay. What were the other two, sorry?
Funny Honey, When You're Good to Mama, and Cell Block Tango. Can you think of a musical? Maybe it's touring in Melbourne right now.
Oh.
That is maybe set in and around a prison.
Touring around Melbourne right now. When You're Good to Mama, Mama's Good to You. That's the song, is it?
When You're Good to Mama, yeah.
Oh, I feel like I do know this one, actually. I don't know what's touring around Melbourne at the moment, though. Let's say it's... I can't even think of it. Orange is the New Black, the musical.
It's Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Next one. It's a Hard Knock Life, Tomorrow...
It's Hard Knock Life.
Yes.
And for
tomorrow.
Us.
Tomorrow. I think I'm going to like us. It here. Three songs from which musical?
Annie.
Correct. And
I used to watch a lot of that when I was younger. We had like the VHS of Annie. I've watched Annie more times than you would think.
I would have thought once.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
I watch it many a time.
All right, next one.
Can I tell you this another amusing anecdote about
Please.
Annie? So there was an Annie musical that they did in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And they did an open casting call.
We called it Anno.
Anno. they did an open casting call, which means anyone can just come down to like the theater or wherever do it in the auditions and have a look. And at that time, that was around my time of like doing little modeling stuff as a kid. Yep. I could sing a little bit. And my mum took me down there and we get there and there are only little girls. And I said, hey, Mom, I don't think Annie has any boy parts. And she's like, yeah, I think they do. Anyway, we found a table and somebody's like, we were like, hey, do they have boy parts? And she was like, I don't think so. And then she got on the radio to somebody and asked them. And they were like, no boy parts. Anyway, it was a day off school for me, Cambo, so that was a win.
Here's your last one for this round. Naughty, When I Grow Up, and Revolting Children.
Is that going to be? Oh yeah, I know what this is. It's the girl's name.
Yep. What if I was to tell you that sometimes she's waltzing?
Waltzing? Wait, mate, I think that's
waltzing.
Oh, what? It's Matilda. Yes. God damn it. I knew it was Matilda.
With, of course, Nelson Music by?
Tim Minchin.
So I thought you might know that.
I didn't actually see that, though. I've heard it was very good. I just
This is called Australian Fiction.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all these questions are all made up is the little tagline they give you. Who portrays federal agent Aaron Falk in the film adaptation of Jane Harper's novels The Dry and Force of Nature?
I know his name.
Mm-hmm.
I can see his face.
Oh, yeah. Name some of the other films in this person's career. Has he ever played a superhero, perhaps?
Has he?
Yes.
What superhero has he played?
Hulk.
Yeah. Edward Norton. No. Shit, what's
his
name?
Has he battled against Brad Pitt outside the walls of Troy, perhaps?
Oh my God, this is going to kill me.
What's the Hulk's real name?
I don't know. Because if I knew that, then I would get his name.
Because he has the same last name as the Hulk, which is why people thought it was quite funny that he was playing the Hulk.
Oh, he has the same last name.
Hmm. So the Hulk, of course, is.
I've forgotten his name. I'm having a blank on everything.
Okay. What if I were to tell you the Hulk's name is Bruce Banner?
Oh, it's Eric Banner.
Eric God Banner. Well done.
That was so depressing.
I'm just going to do
Bruce
one more.
Banner.
I'm
going to
do
God.
One more in this because I don't think this section's all that interesting.
Okay.
Trent Dalton's Boy Swallows Universe, a book that came out a couple of years ago. It's set in which Australian capital city?
Damn. I don't know. I never saw this or read this. I heard it was really good, though.
Yeah, me too. I've never seen it.
Melbourne?
I got this wrong when I guessed it, because I guessed Adelaide, so it's not Adelaide.
Okay. Was it Radelaide?
Yeah.
actually, maybe it's like Brisbane.
Correct.
Oh, nice. Brisbane.
Nicely done. Okay, this one is called Viral Voices. Fill in the blanks to complete these classic viral video quotes.
Okay.
This says it's a man standing in a park.
Mm-hmm.
Left my scooter outside a dairy.
I've never heard that in my life.
I reckon you will have heard the next.
Really?
Next two words.
I don't.
Or what if I said the neck two words?
Oh, neck minute?
Neck minute.
Really? Oh, my God.
Left my scooter outside a dairy, neck minute. That's an Australian thing, by the way.
Okay.
It's not probably not worth looking at.
I had no idea that that came from a thing. That's how out of the loop I am.
So this says it's a candidate for New York governor at a political debate. The blank is too damn high.
The wall.
It was rent.
Okay.
A man being arrested outside a restaurant. This is an Australian one. What's the charge? Eating a meal? A blank Chinese meal?
Oh, I think I do know this one. I don't know. Shit, I don't know. A something Chinese meal.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm going to have to pass. I can't remember.
See, this is for our American listeners. This is a man being arrested outside a Chinese restaurant, and he's resisting arrest, and he says, what's the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Yeah, right. And then he says, and I'm not kidding, get your hands off my penis!
yeah, that's right. He starts yelling that. Yeah, doesn't he say yell that a few times? Yes, yeah.
A young man with a blanket over his head. Leave blank alone.
Oh, Brittany. That one I remember.
And a little boy's response to being asked if he likes his zombie face paint. I like blank.
Minecraft? Something
no, it's turtles.
Oh, turtles.
Yes,
okay.
It was very unexpected. I don't think the news person knew what to do.
Yeah.
This one here is... Oh, do I want to do this one? Yes, let's do this. Podcast is the category.
Oh, Kemba, I know one podcast.
After canning their $20 million podcast deal, Spotify executive Bill Simmons labeled which celebrity couple as a pair of grifters?
That was old Kemba and Nelson. celebrity podcast? Like
a celebrity couple signed a deal to Spotify and produced... nothing.
Okay.
And got paid $20 million. And then when the contract came to an end, he called them grifters.
Yeah. So they did produce a podcast though. Is that what you're saying? Like there is a podcast out there of this celebrity or not?
I think there's like three or four episodes of it.
Right. Okay. I guess it's got to be like, I don't know. Jessica Simpson? She did that TV show. Maybe she did the podcast.
Getting paid $20 million for a podcast exclusive deal.
I don't know. It would be somebody more popular than that, Canberra.
It's Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Oh. Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they got paid $20 million by Spotify and did nothing.
Yeah.
I think they did a similar thing with Netflix as well. They'd signed like some lucrative Netflix deal.
Oh, sick.
And then they just didn't really produce anything. Yeah. They got paid.
Isn't that what the royals do?
Pretty much.
And don't produce anything but get paid a lot of money, I think.
Also cover up crimes that some of them do.
Yeah.
No Such Thing as a Fish.
I like that one.
Is a podcast featuring researchers from which British
TV
show? Correct, it is QI.
I got it, Gambit.
And the last one, last category is called Night Sky.
Oh, how do you spell night?
The regular way.
Oh,
K-N-I-G-T.
I was going to be very confused.
Known from the phrase, once in a blue moon, what is a blue moon?
I did know this once upon a time. A blue moon is... it's like a phase or something. It's not as rare as it sounds or something. It's like a monthly maybe. I don't know. Is it in the regular cycle? I don't know. I think it does have to have some special circumstance.
I'll give you this hint. A month is something to do with it. It's got something to do with a month.
Right. So it does happen monthly, is what you mean?
It doesn't happen every month, but it needs to happen within a month.
Okay. I don't know. That's actually thrown me more for some reason. I can't think of
a blue moon is when you get a second full moon within a calendar month.
Oh.
So it doesn't happen much, but it's not all that uncommon either.
Right. Okay. Yeah, right. I did not know that. Okay.
The Starry Night is a famous painting from which artist?
Oh, man, that's such a classic one. I know the image very well.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I know his name. He's got red hair too. I even know Van Gogh.
Yeah.
There we go.
Now pronounce it that way that pretentious
Van Gogh.
People. Yeah, thank you. The scientific name, what is the scientific name given to the Southern Lights?
Scientific name given to the Southern Lights.
Now, I'll tell you this. The Northern Lights are also known as Aurora Borealis.
Yeah.
So, therefore, the Southern Lights are known as what?
The Aurora Boring Alice. Am I right?
Nah, take that, Alice.
Yeah.
The guy that's covered in some guy called Alice. It's like, oh, come on.
Oh, come on. Okay. Aurora Borealis. So you're giving that to me as a hint?
That it's presuming. Not Aurora Borealis.
Right, but not related. Like the scientific name is not similar?
It's pretty similar.
Okay, yeah. So it was a clue. Yeah. I'm trying to break down the word Aurora and Borealis.
I'll tell you this. Aurora Borealis. Borealis says more about where that one is.
Yeah, because I would have thought that Aurora...
Maybe Aurora is the phenomena.
Yeah, because that seems
Borealis
like aura.
Borealis explains where, yeah.
And no, like a bore. Yeah, that's... Okay, so, yeah, I can't think of words.
This one's, I believe, closer to us.
Yeah. Maybe it has to do with boar, like as in there's wild animal boars near the Northern Lights. So in the Southern Lights.
Aurora kangaroos.
Kangaroos.
You're close in the Australian nature of it. It's Aurora australis.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I probably have heard that before, anyway. Yeah.
Approximately how many individual stars can be seen at the night with the naked eye? 3,000? 30,000 or 300,000?
Oh, that's a really weird question. Read the first part of it again.
Approximately how many individual stars can be seen at night with the naked eye? 3,000, 30,000, 300,000. So without the aid of a telescope, if you were to look up in the sky,
yeah.
How many
I know,
can you
but approximate? I mean, it's like, is it just my field of view, or is it like, can I move my head and look around? And does it also mean that I could move all the way around the globe? And it's like everything.
It means
that's
approximately
facing...
how many individual stars can be seen at night?
Am I crazy in thinking that you can read that? Like you can think about this in so many different ways.
You're crazy. I get it.
Okay. I'm gonna go to say 300,000.
3,000. You idiot. Just from where you are, Nelson.
Yeah.
And the last question. In Star Wars, what astronomical unit of distance does Han Solo use to describe the speed of the Millennium Falcon? I'll give you this hint. He claims the Millennium Falcon made the Kessel Run in less than 5 of these.
Oh, yeah. I vaguely remember that line.
Everyone says, that's actually a unit of distance, not a speed, you idiot. And then they've had to retroactively fix that in the movies to explain why that makes sense.
Okay. In less than 5
You're thinking of Kessel Run, which he made in less than 5.
No.
I'll start you.
Parsons. Pass something very close to that.
So
parsecs.
Parsecs. He's got it. We had the catch around less than 5 parsecs.
I was thinking of Jim Parsons and sciencey stuff.
Anyway, that was the set day quiz.
Oh, there was the set day quiz. That was lazy, Camby. You should have done one of those segments.
Wait till you see what it is next week.
Oh, that's right. I'm doing Mythbusters again.
The thing about the set day quiz is it changes every week.
Every Saturday. Do you reckon this is a Sunday quiz?
Oh, God, I'd love it.
I'd love it, Kimbo. You've got the Saturday one. All right, now it's time for the Ask Me Anything again. We're listeners of the show, just like you, listener, can write in and ask us anything you want.
Yeah, Zimbo has written in, talking something we talked about a few weeks ago, which is that Reddit went public.
Also, I'm not sure if Zimbo forgot that he wrote in, purposely wrote in twice, or had a stroke. Because there's two here, and I think...
I can only see one. Can you see a second?
There's two on this. See, the name Zimbo is twice.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm going to read it two all different emails. As one.
Okay.
He said, gents, got in on the RDDT stock IPO, which was offered for as a long-time user, and I went for it, and sold the day it went out for a nice little profit. So your day trading correspondent, Zimbo. And then he said, just to add, since you discussed...
You've just, missed an entire bit of that message.
Oh, hang on.
I think it's because it's scrolled to the...
Yeah, it is. It's cut off on my screen, but so perfectly.
Oh.
I sold it that day for a nice little profit. So all that wasted scrolling time ended up making some decent cash. AMA! Your day trading correspondent, Zimbo. Just to add, since you discussed it more, the IPO, the price you pay before it's released, was $35. It immediately opened at $50, hence my instant sell for a profit.
See, I think we got that one first, and then we got the other one.
I think just the way that Gmail organizes it in the app has your latest email up the top.
Yeah.
That means we read it backwards because he sent the other one
after. Yes. But anyway, no,
He's made it up to $15 here.
Yeah, that's pretty key. He bought one share and made $15. No, that's brilliant. Yeah.
Thanks for heads up, Zimbo, on that one.
Why weren't we on that? You could have been our middleman. We would have given you a cut of the profits.
We could have been $15 for each.
I think that was very smart. I would have 100% done the exact same thing if I was offered the IPO for Reddit, because while I'm not certain going public is... maybe it is. I'm not knowledgeable enough. I feel as though what happened seemed like it would happen, where it peaks pretty quickly. I'd sell immediately.
Yeah.
And then get the fuck out.
Zimbra has said AMA.
Okay.
How much you make?
How much?
How much you make?
How much? How much are we getting?
You ask.
Wait, answer this question. You don't want to answer that because that's rude, Cambo. But if we started a Patreon, what's like the highest level that you'd pay?
Okay.
Because we're going to start that.
No. We won't ask how much you made, but let me ask this. Mm-hmm. If we did exactly what you did, how much would we have made?
Oh, smart. That's like how you get around AI systems aren't allowed to give you directions to explosives.
I'll also ask
stuff.
This. If we had the same bank account as you, how much money do we have?
Yeah.
I'm not asking how much you have, to be clear.
Just like if we had
your bank account.
I mean, Haslam's also a doctor.
A doctor.
So, there's a lot to factor in there. Yeah, but I mean, if you think about this, Cambo. He's made $15 profit. Mm. If he bought even 100 shares, that's over $1 million. So think about that.
Can we have some? Just like a little bit.
Yeah.
Can we have 15 each as if we had bought one stock?
Oh, we just want the $15.
I mean, I want more, but I'm just asking for 15.
We'll start there.
Our IPO to you
is
$15.
Oh, my God. Okay. Is there a way? I mean, shares are basically nothing, right?
Yeah.
Say with like cryptocurrency and honestly just regular currency these days is kind of nothing.
Yeah.
What if we just create a currency where there is no record of it other than our memories and maybe the recordings of this podcast, right?
Yeah.
Where if you want, you can write in and purchase. What's our starting price, Cambridge? We need to make it realistic.
Well, what's our currency called, first of all?
Okay.
I feel like we can't use the word.
We can't read it. Yeah.
Munnet. So it's like money and Reddit combined.
Okay. Munnet. Yep. It's pretty lame, so, but okay.
Yeah, I just couldn't think of a better one.
Yeah, we're not.
Name pending.
We're not improvising. Okay, it's called name pending.
Okay. So if you write in and you is like, I'd like to get into the name pending situation.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the buy-in for one name pending?
I think it's like $5.
$5?
At the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, but that fluctuates.
Well, what happens
if demand goes up, so does the price, because we only have a limited amount of name pending.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes we just inflate the price anyway.
Shut
We're
up,
like,
Nelson.
Oh, this week it's gone up by $100.
Yeah.
And we'll sell.
So we should mention there's only a finite amount of this, but we won't tell you what that is.
We can't.
So if it's running low, I guess
we can't discuss it.
But what if we found more? I don't think that would happen.
Yeah.
I don't think we'd just find more if we sold out.
Yeah, that obviously that's not going to happen. Okay. Here's the thing. Oh, how about this? All right. If you write in and give us a good name for the currency, mm-hmm. You automatically get one.
Yeah, 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 yeah. The name to beat, to be clear, is name pending.
Name pending.
Or Munnet. Both pretty bad.
Both pretty bad, but...
one funnier.
I came out with literally nothing, so... You've done better than me already.
What if it doesn't have a name? They go, can I get one? You know, the thing?
Yeah, the currency. Your podcast's currency.
Yeah.
And if you
name it anything in the email, you don't get it.
You don't.
you have to make it clear what you want without ever naming it.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. A nameless currency, but you can't call it the nameless currency. It's like the artist formerly known as Prince.
Yeah, yeah.
Then is just the artist formerly known as Prince.
Yeah,
and that's their name. That's lame.
Yeah.
We're not even that.
No.
Okay. We're not the currency formerly known as Munnet.
No.
that's not right.
And the name is pending, but its name is not name pending.
Yeah, yes. Not name pending. Anyway, buy now.
Yeah.
If you want.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, legitimately, how legal do you reckon this is? do you reckon we can do it?
I reckon if we keep it on the low down. I reckon it's probably legal.
I just want to know, like, what laws are we breaking? If we're
depends on the country, I'd imagine.
Somebody's like, I want to buy, here's $5, I'll buy one. And we're like, no, are you done? You've got it.
I dare say that the ATO may not hear about this, Nelson.
Yeah,
we need it in cash. Sorry, I forgot to tell you, we need the money in cash.
Or anything
else that cannot be traced.
Yeah. That's true. Anywho.
Right in.
How many do you want? The IPO, as long-time listeners,
mm-hmm.
is
$5. $5, yeah.
We suspect
if this is your first episode.
We suspect it will open at
$25. If this is your first episode, it's $10. But if you're a long-time listener, it's $5.
And honest.
We're running on the trust.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
All right. Thank you for writing in, Zimbo. If you would like to write into us, you can do so. readitpodcast@gmail.com. You can also reach us at our subreddit or our Discord. And the link is in the show notes.
Write and review the show. We would appreciate it. And write in and let us know if you want that thing.
The currency.
Don't call the currency that
thing. Thanks for listening, and we will read you later.